T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. We'll be on Visit Pensacola, Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host, along with Bobby Hebert, Saints head coach Kellen Moore, his guest tonight. Chase Haslett, the son of Jim Haslett, who coaches the tight ends for the New Orleans Saints. And on the Big 870 at 6:30, it'll be pregame Pelican-Celtics tip-off at 7 p.m., and you can catch us on the FM side. He's here with us now each and every Monday. Mr. Les Sackett takes over for Dave here. So, Les, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, Les.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Tell everybody, break them, the good news. You've put it out on the video. I got to see it Thursday night late.
Thursday night, we had one winner of $105,000 from our Slippers of Gas promotion. It was the number one slipper. She picked it, and it was amazing, really.
So when you say number one, literally the number
the
one.
The number one slipper.
Oh, yeah, because a lot of times you think, oh, then I can put it in one. But, you know, she said, no, I'm going with number one.
Yeah, well, what they had, eight left, so it's one of the eight, right?
Yeah. Sometimes you might say, oh, 7-11, you know, lucky seven or something. But one.
I think people didn't pick that seven before.
And it probably
didn't
work.
It didn't work out. Yeah, real well. But, man, gave out the $105,000, but Les, you telling me y'all cranking this back up again?
Yes, this Thursday we're going to reset it to $10,000, and we've got all 27 slippers back in there again, and we're going to keep doing this till Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving, if we still haven't given it out again, we're going to keep calling until we actually give it out on Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, wow. So that'd be a nice Thanksgiving meal. You know, cash money, homie. So, I tell you what, you know, a lot of times everybody tries to come up with marketing ideas. I mean, I'll have to tell Dave.
Hilbert didn't come up with that.
Yeah, whoever came up with this, Les, if you came up with that, you did good. Whoever did this, like.
You did good, Les.
Yeah, whoever did this is like, hello, just keep doing the same thing. It's been, since we've been doing this 2 decades, the most popular promotion.
I would think,
you can give away golf cards, cars, and all that stuff, but just something about that cash money and the slipper and how that worked out. Oh, and then you want to be in, because you got to be here. You got to win it.
You got to be here.
So you want to come on the Thursday just to be part of it and maybe have a chance.
Now, each day you can actually win an entry into the drawing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we want you to come every day. You can get up to seven tickets, put them in the barrel, and
Well, how the hell Grant didn't get involved with that?
He's
here every day.
Here. He's not as loud because he didn't win. He thought he was going to win that.
He's very depressed about that. Somebody winning that 105.
Yeah.
But he also gave the duo golf carts. Man, I passed by him a few times. Man, those are some hey, that ain't no $3,000 golf carts. Put it to you that way. That's some really nice golf carts y'all gave.
They are nice.
Look at the golf carts, how nice. I'm going to give you all another promotion. Because I majored in marketing in college and advertised. I always made good grades in that, PR and all that stuff. You know what you could sell and the people would do? Like crab legs for life or something. Have something, because they'd be doing crab legs for life. Then they got to come here to eat, right? So they'd be here as much as they can. Now, you can't share with nobody else. That's just you. But you know you never go hungry. Think about that promo. Right. Crab legs for life. I mean, you get to the point, you only can eat so many crab legs.
I don't know. I saw Grant a couple nights eating. Man.
Yeah, but no, Grant would want to win that.
That would be something
he'd
like. Unless
you got to tell your marketing department, I came up with a good one. Crab legs for life.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to,
You'll be king crab.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
So about the golf carts, you also gave both of them away.
Both of them away Saturday night at 9 o'clock. We had two winners, and they one is definitely going to take the golf cart. I think the other one with the free play.
What? No. Take the golf free play. No. Take
door
the golf
one,
cart.
Door number two. Door number three.
Man, listen, I'm about to cut them a deal on that. Give me the golf cart.
Golf cart, or do you want free play? Mike's advising you, take the car.
Man, because now, I mean, no matter what neighborhood you live in today, people got golf carts. And they're all over.
People love the
golf
carts.
It's not just on the golf course
anymore.
People
love the golf cart because they feel a little richer than they are when they drive around in their golf cart in their neighborhood, you know. But now you go around Fairhope and all that, you got to have a damn license plate. For your golf cart.
Then
everybody has these golf carts, so I got to have a better golf cart than my neighbor, so I got to pimp it out. And then all of a sudden, they got all the bells and whistles. No, the competition. Oh, yeah, y'all got a nice golf cart, but look at mine. No, it's unbelievable.
Then when you get old like Ernie and I, then that's the cart you're around when things start to break on you. Ernie got the new knees, the hip, everything else. With me with the new knee. Hey, you need something to bring you around. Let's tell everybody a little bit about what else you got going on here.
All right. So, like I said, these 27 slips of cash will reset to 10,000. That'll be this Thursday night. In the month of November, we have a beachside tailgate weekend blowout. That's going to be the 27th through the 29th. That's Thanksgiving through the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And with that, we're going to have a big, huge wall to watch.
To watch the football games on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Great.
So it just goes to show you. You know, the Saints suck right now. We're so ticked off at LSU. But we still enter pro football on Thanksgiving. You know, they always play the damn Cowgirls, the Lions. The Lions are relevant. I love it. The Saints didn't come away with
a win. Your favorite right team always plays on.
I just said the Cowgirls. The Cowgirls can play there. But, you know, I got a little pleasure out of Sean Payton and the Broncos putting it to the Cowgirls yesterday. Jerry Jones a little ticked off. We're not one player away from, winning something, championship on defense. So you let Micah Parsons go. So now the trade room was before the trade deadline. Well, we need to get another pass rusher. Well, hell, you had one in the building, and you got rid of him to Green Bay. Now, I like what you reap and, what you were able to get in return as far as the future draft picks. But, listen, the Cowgirls and the Lions were always play on Thanksgiving. Now it even goes into the night.
Now they got a night one now.
But no, and you do your pools at your house and all that, and you share that with your family. No, then listen, Thanksgiving Day is truly football Thanksgiving in America, and you're going to do that here in the Slipper.
Yeah, that's my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving.
And y'all got a big bash here, not only at the buffet, but also at the steak restaurant, correct?
Yeah.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah. They're going to have a special menu for for whoever eats at the Blue Bayou and the buffet.
I had a friend of mine come here on Thanksgiving. He was like, "Man, I came in here like at 3:30. I took a look at that line. It had serpentine." He was like, "Well, we're going to be eating a little bit later tonight,
okay,
honey.
I have another Thanksgiving question. Okay. You know, like in the fall, all pumpkin spice. When do you ever eat like a pumpkin pie? You know, I eat anything, but you're not eating pumpkin pie year round. Oh, I want some good pumpkin pie now in the spring or so, whatever. You can freeze it. But when you look at all, like, when else do you eat like, now I drink cranberry juice, but when you're like, oh, it's in. December or might be in February. I want some cranberry. I mean, do people eat cranberry just to be eating cranberry?
No, I don't.
No,
there are some people.
No, but like, you associate
that. Not a cranberry
that.
Juice is one thing, no, but the real cranberry.
No, but you look at this bread for Thanksgiving, it seems like, I don't know, it's a blob of cranberry or whatever. You know what I'm So, yeah.
We're going to have to do a food show one day. I think you and I, we could do that pretty
well.
Good.
Yeah, because it's like we associate. That's what you want to grow something or produce something that is associated with a holiday. Because it never goes out of style. Like if you're a pumpkin, I mean, pumpkins are never going to go out of style. We always have Halloween and the fall.
And turkey for Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah. It's not like that around the world. That's American thing.
Les, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Go ahead.
Yeah, need to have one more thing with the beachside tailgate weekend blowout. We're going to have a grand prize drawing of a package to the Sugar Bowl. Four tickets and accommodations and transportation to and from the Superdome. So we'll give away four tickets on the 29th to the Sugar Bowl.
Okay, so it's four tickets. Hotel room, and then transportation back and forth?
Yep.
Man, that sounds like a deal. That sounds pretty good. Les, thanks so much for joining us, buddy.
Appreciate it.
Great to have you here. Les Sackett here from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be back and taking callers right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our telephone line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
What's up,
hey,
Hollywood?
Bobby. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, Hollywood Swinger? What's up?
Hey, I got a couple of questions to ask y'all.
All right.
How many games do you see the Saints winning? And looking through the draft, who or what do the Saints do?
Well, you know what's crazy? I think I saw this last night where I was doing the point after. I don't know the formula, Mike, but, you know, the Jets, since they won, now we tie for the worst record, but the Saints would have the number one overall pick right now, and the Jets would be two. Now, I don't know how that was figured out, but, you know that formula they have. Mm-hmm. But we'd have the number one overall pick.
I know who I would pick.
Mike, come on, reveal it.
No, I would pick Arvell Reese, the outside linebacker pass rusher from Ohio State.
So then you like the quarterback we have, right?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I said I would pick Arvell Reese
because you think
from
he's that
Ohio
good.
State,
okay.
The edge rusher. He can do it all. I've been told by some Ohio State coaches in the spring, man, watch what we got now. And they turned him loose this year. He is quite the athlete, and he's a football player.
Well,
and he plays pedal to the metal on every snap.
Hey, you know what? Because I always like
that. And Saints have a connection at Ohio State.
Oh, yeah. We just got to pick the right Ohio State players.
Yep. I
don't know. They all NFL players. Pete Werner, Chris Olave and all, but
that Michael Thomas guy was pretty good for a while.
And Chase Young. No. If Chase Young's healthy, I'm telling you, Chase Young's going to be ready to roll. But Mike, when you're looking at, like, where the Saints are at and what's the future, and it's always going to be like, okay, what are you going to do this week? Come on. They ain't beating the Rams. Now, the Saints don't want to hear that. I'm not going to say, Kellen Moore, when we do the Kojo show, there ain't no way in hell y'all beating the Rams. No, you got to play. You got to be a pro, and you have to fight. So Hollywood asks, how many games we going to win? And right now, we only have one win. So when I look at where we're at right now, I don't know what Carolina team we're going to get. I think we're at least going to split with Carolina. Maybe not. But, okay, we can win four or five games. Bobby, what are you talking about? Okay, let me tell you why. I just mentioned Carolina. Now, it's at Miami. Look how well Miami played yesterday. But before that, I mean, Miami is playing terrible. And then you look at the Jets. We get the Jets at home. Look how they played yesterday, the Bengals. Look, Justin Fields. And then you add Tennessee, the Titans. But they might be saying the same thing that we should be able to overtake the Saints. So when you look at the favorable schedule after the Rams, Hollywood, I mean, it's very okay. You add Carolina. We've always played good in Charlotte. I want to say then you got we're gonna have the Falcons twice at Miami. Now we're gonna go at Tampa. I'm telling you, we win the turnover battle. The Buccaneers, and we've always played well at Tampa, but I'm not even going to give us that game. But then you got Carolina at home on December the 14th. Then right before Christmas, you got the Jets at home. Then you add Tennessee and add Atlanta. The Saints are going to win more than another game. You cannot tell me right now, I think, how they're going to come together as a team. We're going to be 1-16. I don't even think we'll
be. Not with the Jets and the Titans on the schedule.
Aren't even the Dolphins. Yeah, that's Mike.
Which Falcons team you going to catch? Look how they laid it
A lot like Carolina. So I'm telling you, the schedule, as tough as it was at the beginning of the season, very favorable on the back end. And I don't know who's going to start a quarterback. Coach Moore has not announced it, but
you would think it's Tyler Shuck.
Yeah, you would think that you kind of made that change. Let's say they go with Tyler Shuck. Yeah, when all said and done, because you always go by, even though he came into the game, he's not going to be attributed. That's not going to be on his resume as a loss. So when you look at, okay, we had the Rams 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That if Tyler Shuck's a quarterback, all of a sudden he can go 4-5. That ain't far-fetched. Because look who we playing. I mean, there's nothing to write home about. But then you feel good about yourself whenever you do win an NFL game. But that would not be out of the ordinary, Mike, if all of a sudden. So let's say that Tyler Shuck gets the start. Okay, he's 0-1 against the Rams. And then he goes on a run. And the last eight games, he's 4-4. Oh, man, we got our quarterback. But you have to look who you're playing, who you're beating.
Then you ain't picking Arvell Reese, then. He's going to be long gone if you win five games.
Yeah. No, but no, but Mike, as pros, people say, oh, we got a tank for whatever, or no, you playing a team sport, and everybody's trying to look. You whatever you put on film, you being constantly evaluated. Do you want to play in the NFL
or are not?
Yeah. So you trying to win every game.
Yeah.
You trying to compete. So I'm telling you, it's very favorable if you look right after Thanksgiving. Look, November the 30th until to be announced when we play at Atlanta, which will be in the new year in 2026, early January. But, Mike, you look basically for the next month, man, we might have a – I'll tell you right now, we're going to have a winning schedule. I'm being a prophet. I'm looking for Chris. Well, we're going to have a winning schedule in December. Now, it doesn't mean anything. We'll be beating some sorry-ass teams. But it is the NFL. You are the NFL. Because, look, when you're talking about – come December, I count November 30th as like almost December 1st. You play at Miami, and then you're going to have the Jets at home December 21st, and then at Tennessee December 28th. So that's three games right there. Then you got Carolina at home December the 14th. So, Mike, I'm telling you, it could be a special hoot at December that to give us optimism for the future. But, again, I say slow your roll. Because you have to look who you're beating at that time.
Okay, spell me your version of profit. If is it P-R-O-F-I-T or P-R-O-P-H-E-T?
Yeah, I'm saying more like looking at the crystal ball, the profit that way. Like okay. Because the schedule's favorable. Now, if we have a losing schedule in December, we're really bad. No, we might deserve the number one overall pick.
That is correct.
But yeah, you look, it sounds like, oh, man, we got to – we got to play the Packers, or we got to play the Broncos. No, I'm just look at our schedule in December. Hell yeah, we should win. And Coach Moore should be challenged and challenge the team. And Mickey should challenge Coach Moore and everything. Come on, we got to turn this around for some kind of momentum in 2026.
Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
All right,
Big John. All right, Big John.
Guys, this is this moment is what we call the nadir. The bottom of Louisiana football. I think the last time things were this bad, both on a Saturday night and a Sunday, was when Mike Ditka and Jerry DiNardo were both imploding.
That's a great point.
1999.
That's a great point, Big John.
99.
Quarter of a century.
Yeah, that's more than that. And so, there's a lot of young people that have never experienced what I have experienced three times now, 1980, 1999, and now. Listen, obviously we need to talk about who's going to be coaching LSU. And look, I'm all for going through the motions and calling Lane, but I have no interest whatsoever myself in Lane Kiffin. Go ahead and call Dan Lanning, see if you can get him to go away from all that money from Nike at Oregon. But I think the guy in your crosshairs has got to be John Summerall at Tulane. What he does with that program, you can just multiply that four or five times coming to LSU. I think he's the guy for the job.
Hey, but Big John, the people in power, don't you think is Billy Napier 2.0? I'm telling you, the people in power, they're kind of arrogant and pompous about, what? We don't want the damn Tulane coach, or they don't want the Louisiana Raging Cajun coach. No, they think they need a bigger fish. I'm just telling you, Coach Summerall's outstanding. But I'm just telling you the mindset. They didn't even give Billy Napier an interview. Come on, he deserved an interview. If he's good enough to go coach at Florida, we all know in hindsight it didn't work out. But if he's good enough to go there, you got to at least interview him. That's why I'm just telling you. Mike, LSU, they look down upon Tulane and Lafayette and Louisiana Lafayette. Now, they want to be called University of Louisiana, but I still say Louisiana Lafayette like Louisiana Monroe. Come on, it's not a directional school like where I went, Northwestern State or Southeastern and all that. But, Big John, I just think because of that, that's what Summerall – now, he might end up at Auburn. Well, watch.
He might. Either you pick him or you play against him.
It's kind of like Billy Napier going to Florida, like all of Coach Summer. I can see him having success, and I hope they beat Memphis. And man, then all of a sudden, Auburn takes care of him, and he has that opportunity there.
Bob Travers Mackle from WDSU is reporting this. Multiple sources have told Travers and WDSU One private donor is expected to pay the lion's share of Brian Kelly's buyout. The Board of Supervisors Chairman Scott Ballard says zero public money set aside basically will be used for Brian Kelly's buyout. I got a feeling I know who that one donor is.
I mean, I'm going to guess. I don't know, Raising Cane's or Boise Bollinger, somebody like that. I mean,
that neighborhood.
I know I'm in the neighborhood. It's like, I mean, all I know is Ms. Gale got a lot of money. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think the Raising Cane's. Todd Graves got more money than Ms. Gale.
Does.
And come on. All from chicken? Damn. Well, we're talking about having a vision, being in the chicken business. He's better than Colonel Sanders or Al Copeland at Popeyes. He's taking that to a different level.
Yes, he has.
When you think about Popeyes fried chicken, and then when you look at the Kentucky fried chicken, well, Todd Graves and Raising Cane, he took that to a different level. Grand slam.
We'll be back with Tommy Rybecki, the head football coach of the Nicholls State Colonels. They beat McNeese this weekend. We'll be back with Tommy right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi for our second guest show. Each and every week, we bring you the Tommy Rybecki segment here, sponsored by Thibodaux Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nicholls State Athletics. Coach, first of all, thanks for joining us. Congratulations. Big win against McNeese State.
Yeah, thank you all so much. I appreciate you having me on. It was a big day for us, and, man, we're happy about it.
You know, when you think about it, Saints are going through this. You can go through high school, college, or professional. Who's the trigger man? Who's the quarterback? What can you say about your decision, what came about with Ian Rodrigue? He's a sophomore, his first career start. When you look at it, 12 of 20 pass, 161 yards, but making plays with his feet. 12 carries, 77 yards. Now, he broke loose in a 34-yard touchdown run on the game's opening drive. Hit a 69-yard touchdown, big splash play to Carrez Johnson, if I'm pronouncing his name right. But that you have to be pleased because, you know, you always want to have a good first impression. So what made you decide to go with Rodrigue?
Well, Deuce had been banged up a little bit, and a lot of it goes into what's going to give us the best opportunity to be successful, to win the game. And, you know, Ian brings a different skill set than Deuce with his ability to make plays with his feet. You got to account for him in a run game. And you also got to account for him on pass plays. You got to make sure he doesn't scramble and all of those things. And I thought he did an excellent job not only managing the game, but also making some plays with his feet, extending drives on some pass plays, and then also in the quarterback run game.
Yeah, Coach, one of the good things about him is he's kin to me. I'd have to tell you.
Are you related to Rodrigo?
Yeah, I'm related to Rodrigo. He went to Thibodeau. High school.
And Rodrigo, I don't know why I got this. I think Rodrigo, that's not a Cajun name. That is Lanos. I want to say that's a Canary Island name. If you do a little history, like Galliano, Rodrigo, I think that's an Isleno name. Someone could correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I got that on the brain. And, boy, how about Brock, though? He had 104 yards rushing, and a big part of what y'all were doing.
Yeah, credit to Brock and the offensive line and the rest of the running backs and all the guys that were involved in blocking. But Miguel was a warrior. He's been banged up, and he played through it, played through some pain, and I was happy to see him be able to get over 100 yards because he definitely deserved it with the way that he played.
Coach, the Southland Conference Defensive Player of the Week, and, man, I've watched him a few times. Man, Ty Marsh, he really came up big for you in this game.
And whenever you get a pick six, you should never lose. Come on, Coach. You get like a punt return for a touchdown or a scoop and score pick six, you got to win those games all the time.
But Ty did a great job. Really.
45-yard pick six.
Yeah, without a doubt. And early in the game on McNeese's scoring drive, they threw the ball down the field, and Ty was in position to make the interception, and he tipped it, and their receiver made a great play off the tip. And, you know, a thought crossed my mind, and I bet a bunch of people that, man, he's going to get that opportunity again. And later, you know, the first drive in the third quarter, being able to capitalize on a throw, make a play on it, and then Ty, he scored three touchdowns off interceptions in his career. So he's really good once he gets the ball, being able to navigate through and get to the end zone.
And one of the things with Ian, man, he hits that big pass play to Carez Johnson. We saw that in game one against Incarnate Word. He comes up with the big long catch, but you really needed the big play there. And Johnson, he was, I would say the term, high school open on that play.
Yeah, credit to the offensive staff, Coach Fertitta. He saw something throughout the game that he thought there was an opportunity to take advantage of it. At that time, it was 24-7, and so when he called the play, I said, what exactly are we looking for right here? Because we had an opportunity to run the ball and work some clock. He said, Coach, I'm telling you, you know, this thing's probably going to hit, and it did. And so it's just a good moment for us, good moment for Ian and the rest of the team to be able to separate and just completely take control of the game at that point.
Now, Tommy, when you look at, obviously, in Southland Conference play, two big wins. You look now, you're 2-2 in the conference. Obviously, you kicked off the season a big win against Incarnate Word, considering their reputation. And then you beating McNeese. I would say because of proximity, besides Southeastern, the Riverbell Classic, McNeese would be probably the rival-type game. And you win 31-7. That's convincing. But how big was it, and how do you send the message to the team? Hey, look, we're in the meat of the schedule now in the Southland Conference, and you're able to snap a six-game losing streak, so that has to help your confidence going forward.
Without a doubt. We have been plugging along, and the guys have been working hard in practice and continuing to get better and improve, and they weren't seeing the results. And so the thing that we talked about a lot was, man, you just keep grinding, keep working, and eventually there's going to be a spark. Somebody's going to make a play, or there's going to be a couple people make plays, and all of a sudden this thing's going to turn. And so for us now, it's building on that momentum. It's continuing to play with that edge as we look forward to the back half of the schedule.
Okay, Coach, I saw the Wildcat play with Shane Lee. Did Guggenheim make that call or what?
Yeah, that was one. We're worried about the Lions' motion on that. We had to run that by the officials, make sure they weren't going to get us for the deal Jared Goff got called for a few weeks ago. But, yeah, it was a good play, huh?
Man, that was a hell of a play. I know the mood of your team, and you needed this win because there's nothing like a win to gain confidence on your football team. And I just thought the way you won, it was a big day at Nichols, the Hall of Fame deal earlier that morning. And then you had a big dedication for past team at Nichols. You needed that and Guidry Stadium came alive that day.
Without a doubt, and such great tradition. You know, we had a bunch of guys, a couple of the Hall of Fame people be able to talk to our team throughout the week, and then also having that 05 team back, those guys talked in pregame to our team, and that meant a lot to our players. There's a lot of tradition at Nichols, a lot of people who care deeply about the players that are in the program and the future of the program, and so for them to be there on that day was really special.
You know, Tommy, looking at Southeastern, a big win in the conference against Houston Christian, Lamar taking care of Northwestern, 41-14. I was looking at that, and that all of a sudden, Northwestern was kind of hanging with them. Then 24 unanswered points Lamar was able to have. So how do you look at the back end of your schedule where you're at? And obviously the Riverbell Classic against Southeastern, but what is the message going forward?
Yeah, continue to improve. I think when you're not winning, everybody is eager to come in on Monday morning and pay attention to all the things that they could have done better. And the challenge for us is, you know, to continue to do that even though we won a game. It's not all, you know, butterflies and sunshine just because we won the game. There's a lot of correctable things on tape that we need to pay attention to and make sure that we get better as the season goes on so that we can win the games down the stretch that we know we can.
Coach, give us a short scouting report on what you got next coming up this weekend.
Yeah, so Houston Christian coming in. They're coming off a loss to Southeastern at home, 38-14. Pretty balanced attack offensively. They do have the leading rusher in the conference who's having a great year, Zayshawn Edwards. And then on defense, they've been balanced. They've been pretty solid on defense. They just haven't been able to close out a bunch of games so far. So the record is 2-6, and we're looking for a good competitive team to show up on Saturday.
Coach, again, congratulations. I know it's beyond the 24 hours, but, hey, you can stretch it a little bit. Go eat you some barbecue real quick. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, thank you all for having me. I appreciate you.
All right, Tommy.
The head football coach of the Nichols State Colonels, Tommy Rybecki. His weekly segment is brought to you by Thibodeau Regional Health Systems, the official health provider of Nichols State Athletics. We'll be back to close it up here on hour number two right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of the second guest show, Mike Dettillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Come on by and see us. You can also get a square for the Monday night game. You can hear that game live right here on our sister station on the FM side. Just remember at 6:30, it's pregame for the Pelicans. 7 o'clock tip-off, Pelicans Celtics right here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll be back with more second guests right after this news break.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.